Welcome everyone to another podcast of Modern World Zen. This is Josh Barzell. So, last episode of Modern World Zen, we were looking at the nature of the inner guru. And this guru we took to encompass the entire world. But we didn't throw out our psychoanalysis in that context, because it's very possible that you might have an experience of all-pervasive consciousness and want to talk to a therapist afterwards to do this, to, start a relationship with a therapist, psychiatrist, social worker, psychoanalyst, someone in addiction or something like that. A 12-step program or something, because there can be impediments to maintaining that vision that you can fix and figure out, and you could have some habitual behavioral things that aren't quite good. So just because you've had the experience of all-pervasive consciousness doesn't mean that you have become perfect, which is what we're trying to do. And any experience of all-pervasive consciousness is going to be given by the guru. You don't think that it's been given by this yoga teacher or this person or person you just met or even really your doctor or your therapist. Don't think that they gave it to you. We project all the time, but it's always going to be given from the guru. That's what the guru's function is. So if you've had an experience of all-pervasive consciousness, know that you've received it from a guru. But that doesn't mean that you don't get help. Just like you would go to the doctor. Maybe you wake up and you aren't feeling very well. Well, you wouldn't just rely on consciousness to solve your problem. You could easily take some medicine and it could go away. So that's why we don't throw out psychoanalysis. Okay, and that goes for everything else. You could, doesn't mean that you're not going to work anymore or that you're going to not talk to your friends anymore. None of those things are really reasonable things to assume are good for you after an awakening from the guru. So hopefully that makes sense. Also, things that you used to be interested in, you would still be interested in them after the awakening. Okay. So that's why we don't throw out the psychology. I'm really interested in the psychoanalysis. So we'll just say that's why you don't throw out the psychoanalysis. All right. Having said that, the father of psychoanalysis, Freud, right? Which is always who I want to go back to, as fair to Freud, is that his idea of God, he wasn't an atheist, but his idea of God and religion was something that was tied to in his work as a kind of psychological illusion. And we can't slight him for that because that is what he found in the course of his very rigorous analysis of patients and himself. So we can't really slight that. My purpose in this episode, and for any psychoanalyst listening, I offer you this. I'm going to give you my idea of what God is in the Eastern sense, and let's see if we can come to some agreement of the nature of divine, of the nature of the divine, that a scientist like a psychoanalyst could accept. Okay. I think most psychoanalysts accept the notion of death, clearly. But do they accept the notion of God? Certainly, Freud was ready to place God in a category of illusion. And so we're going to say that illusion actually doesn't exist by its definition, because what is illusion? Illusion is the absence of something. So illusion in itself actually doesn't exist, does it? So what does exist? That's what we're going to talk about now. And we are going to talk about God in the sense of consciousness. And so it's very easy to see that consciousness could be the inner self, that consciousness can be the inner guru, and consciousness can also be what we're attaining. You know, in meditation, we attain what we already have, right? That's the trick of it. To have that understanding is a great understanding to have. So we've talked about this a little bit before. The full expression of God in the ancient scriptures is existence, consciousness, and bliss. So consciousness is added two more pieces. It's you add existence to consciousness, and you also add bliss to consciousness. So we know Descartes' famous, "I think, therefore I am." Was he talking about existence? And we also know the bliss of the poet and the love of the arts is this quality of bliss. So we can see that those are two aspects of God. Existence is an aspect of God, as well as bliss and all of the arts is an aspect of God. In bliss, we're not talking about sensual pleasure. We're talking about bliss of, say, the arts, music, dance, theater. Movies could fall into that category. And then also consciousness. So God would be considered in the East, the ancient East, as existence, consciousness, and bliss. And that's how it's defined. That's how God is defined. All right, so let's move a little bit further and see what we can say about this existence, consciousness, and bliss, which is given the name Satchidananda, where Sat is existence, Chit is consciousness, and Ananda is bliss. So from now on in this podcast, I will be describing on this episode God as Satchidananda. Okay, so this is the highest God. This is the highest truth, the Satchidananda. This essence of God. And we should understand that it's all this Satchitananda is the same as the guru. And this Satchitananda is the same as your inner self, as the inner self of all. So it's the same in every person. It doesn't, differ. Myself, yourself, his self, herself. It's all the same self. This group, this person, right? It's all the same self. That's why it's very good to practice the vision of equality instead of getting caught up in politics and also getting too caught up in science, because frankly, we aren't really accurate as much as we'd like to be if we think that Satchitananda or existence, consciousness, and bliss is an illusion. God is not an illusion. In Vedanta, there's a part of Vedanta that says that only God exists and that the world is an illusion. But in fact, if you go a little further and look at the Kashmir Shaivism, Kashmir Shaivism says no, The world isn't an illusion, but neither is God. It's that God is the universe, that the universe and God are the same. So that means you're God, I'm God, the psychoanalyst is God, the patient is God, Freud is God. And that's how we should think about God, as Satchitananda. So that's going to be how we're going to start. And I would say that most of the time, you know, we may not see it that way. I'm sure we do see it like that sometimes. And I'm sure Freud saw it that way too sometimes. But for the aspect of his analysis, that's not what he did. And that's fine. And I'm sure it's not what happens in most analytical sessions with patients either, which is totally fine. That's not their job. They're not gurus. But that's what the guru would do, would be to talk about and dissect, if you will, this Satchitananda. Okay, so we're going to look at those three words in Satchitananda. Sat means existence. It also means truth, and you can understand truth and existence to be the same, you know, as, you know, truth exists. That's why illusion can't really say illusion exists and say God is an illusion, because illusion itself is an illusion. Illusion is a lack of something. So that's just a philosophical, you know, argument against Freud's position. But so we have existence, which is truth. It's pretty straightforward. Everything is truth. Everything is everything that exists and therefore is truth. But to go a little further is this chit, this consciousness, the second part of Satchitananda, which is also the universal consciousness. So this is why it gets a little bit different when we say consciousness, because now even what doesn't exist can be called consciousness. So untruth and what doesn't exist is also consciousness. And that's why consciousness is put in there, because it includes what exists and what doesn't exist. God is what exists. God is also what does not exist. And this should satisfy some of the philosophers on this point. And so consciousness, because consciousness is the basis of thought, it can be also the basis of illusion. And so we would say that, you know, to Freud, he could say that, well, religion or God is an illusion. And really, I think Freud is talking about religion in that context. But if you were to say that God himself is an illusion, we could say, well, God is the illusion. You know, there is nothing separate from God. So that's going to serve our cheat function, or the consciousness function. And then we have this ananda, this bliss. And that has to be felt. It has to be experienced. And so when you hear a beautiful sound or song, or if you see a beautiful painting, you know, if you're delighted by the arts and you feel bliss in them, or a movie, say, the bliss of film, the cinema, theater, that's an aspect of God. That bliss is an aspect of God. So we say that the self is also blissful, as well as consciousness, and of course, as well as truth. So that is the full definition of God according to the East. Satchit Ananda, being or existence, truth, consciousness. Being, existence, and truth are basically the first sat. Consciousness is the second, that cheat, satchit, and then bliss, ananda, is the third part. Satchit Ananda. And that means that you can perceive Satchit Ananda in yourself. You can perceive Satchitananda in yourself, and that, you know, takes us to the individual self. So the individual self is what is it trying to attain perfection. We like to think of an awakening for that individual self that leads to perfection or enlightenment. And all of these podcasts or these episodes are you know, given to that individual self to allow him or her or whatever to attain the Satchitananda. And so we talked about sort of the male and female aspects, the Godhead and the nature principle or the Shakti principle was the female. But really, Satchitananda includes all of those. Satchitananda is the bliss, which we would normally consider to be female, the arts, consciousness, which we probably don't attribute anything else to, and then truth or existence, which we generally give a male definition to. The Satchitananda is really the perfect merging of both the male and the female, and is the closest thing we have to a definition of God. So when we do see God within, we consider that to be enlightenment. But obviously, you can see why we needed to correctly define what God is to be able to have a realization of God. So that's where we're going to end this podcast. Hopefully it's been enlightening for you. And I welcome your comments and your suggestions, your feedback. But for now, we're going to sign off. I thank everyone for tuning in. This has been Josh Barzell for Modern World Zen.